Well, Holy Father, we thank you for the ability to come and gather together today. We thank you, Father, that you've called us to go and make disciples of all nations in any way possible to reach all people. And we highlight today a certain group of people that we are trying to reach, that a certain group is trying to reach. So we ask you to bless this day and this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning, church. So you can see we've been invaded by some bikers. You know, it's really funny because when Danielle and I were interviewed to be pastors here, you know, as you can tell, we have a few members of CMA, just a few, and they said, well, have you ever heard of CMA? And it's really funny because for us, like, we partnered in Taft with the local CMA group every single time they did something, every single time our church did something. We constantly partner with them. They're great evangelists. They're great with whatever you ask them to do. They even roped Danielle and I into being members now. Even though the president is a Trekkie, but we'll work on that. Everything. That's not the show you're looking for. But today they're going to highlight, you know, this is Run for the Sun. They're going to be talking about that. I'm going to be bringing up, hi, Clark. Clark is going to come up, and they're going to be highlighting their big major event. So let's pray one more time, and then we'll have Clark come up here. So Holy Father, again, we thank you that you've called us together by your name, that whatever field of ministry that we're doing, that Holy Father, you be a part of it, that you be the guiding force of it. And that we all together lift up your name so that at the end, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. So, Father, we ask that hearts would be open, that they willingly do that, because at the end, everyone will do that whether they want to or not. So we ask you, Father, to help us with the harvest to bring as many people in as possible before you come. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Well, Clark, you're up, big guy.
Yay. This is not my forte, so bear with me. So yes, we are the Christian Motorcycle Association. We are going to be talking about our organization a little bit. I'm going to show a video, and then I'm going to talk about a little bit about what the organization does. Then Josh is going to come up and talk about some amazing numbers that happen, and then Susan and Peter are going to come up and talk. They actually got to. This is why I don't do this. They actually got to be involved in with one of the partners that we do, and it may have been 6 years ago, as Peter says, but it is amazing, and it's happening every year before they did it and after they did it, and it's just amazing. So I'm going to start the video. Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Saul.
Saul, why do you persecute me?
Who are you, Lord?
I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
CMA is a ministry that is committed to the Great Commission. We are not a fundraising organization. Run for the Sun is the only official fundraising effort we're involved in, and we give away more than we keep. None of the money raised is used to fund day-to-day operating expenses.
And this message is the very message that we preach. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is believing in your heart that you're made right with God. And it is by confession of your mouth that you are saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How can they call on Him to be saved unless they believe in Him?
We understand that no person, no church, and no organization is capable of reaching the whole world alone. But the scriptures make it clear that it is possible if those of us who believe work together, each doing our part.
And how can they believe in Him if they have never heard about Him?
Of the money raised, CMA keeps only 40%, which we use to reach out to bikers and others throughout the United States and around the world. We reach out in service and look for opportunities to let our light shine. We strive to demonstrate and share the unconditional love of Christ. We go to places where others don't or won't go. We reach out to bikers and others, from the hardcore to the weekend riders. We train our members in servant evangelism. We go, we serve, and we earn the right to speak. Annually, on average, CMA members touch 743,896 lives for Christ, with 9,487 people making a profession of faith in Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
God has made a way for us to be right with Him. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. How can they hear about Him unless someone tells them?
CMA gives 20% of the money raised to Jesus Film Project. Their mission is to provide people with a life-changing encounter with Jesus through film in their native language. To date, the Jesus film has been translated into more than 1,985 languages and shown in more than 225 countries.
There is only one God, and He makes people right with Himself, only by faith. How will anyone go and tell them without being sent?
Working through Missionary Ventures International, CMA uses 20% of the money raised to provide motorcycles, bicycles, and other forms of transportation to indigenous pastors and evangelists around the world. To date, CMA has placed 7,309 bicycles, 8,347 motorcycles, 59 boats, 40 horses, 2 snowmobiles, 4 horse and buggies, 13 wheelchairs, and 13 camels to pastors working in 108 countries.
When I think of all this, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, this is God's plan. Both Gentiles and Jews who believe in the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. Both are of the same body, and both enjoy the promise of blessings because they belong to Christ Jesus. God's grace and mighty power, I have been given the privilege of serving Him in spreading this good news.
CMA uses 20% of the money to support the work of Open Doors, providing Bibles, Christian training, Christian literature, and life support to persecuted believers in the world's most dangerous and oppressive countries. CMA's Run for the Sun has provided more than 3.3 million Bibles distributed in countries like North Korea, Syria, and Iran. Through Run for the Sun, CMA provides the funds necessary to train and support many projects that strengthen the body of Christ facing daily persecution. CMA's Run for the Sun is a place where you can invest and know beyond any doubt that you will be participating in something that will result in someone's life being changed. You can touch someone somewhere in the world for Christ, but the choice is yours. On Saturday, May 6, 2023, CMA members across the United States will participate in the 35th Run for the Sun. Will you help us send the message of salvation through Jesus to your neighbor, to your parents, to your sons and daughters, and to the world? Will you support Run for the Sun?
So a lot of this information will be repeated a few times. There's no video in our toolbox that doesn't give those numbers out. But it goes through really quick, and Josh will expand on and give you time to really think about the numbers. Not yet. So, first I'm going to talk about the ministry of the Christian Motorcyclist Association was founded out of a desire to reach out to others with the love of Jesus. From the very beginning, the vision of CMA has been about changing the world one heart at a time. In Romans 10, 14, and 15, Paul asks this question: how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? How can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? We understand some tell, some go, and some send. With this in mind, CMA invests into other like-minded ministries with world-reaching potential. And that's what Josh is going to talk about those in a little more detail later. Run for the Sun is the Christian Motorcyclists Association's investment into the worldwide advancement of the kingdom of God. All Run for the Sun funds are invested in evangelism. Through Run for the Sun, CMA has seen more than 34.5 million people profess acceptance of Jesus Christ as a direct result of the outreaches funded by Run for the Sun. We follow the example and instruction of Christ in Matthew 20:28, where Jesus himself tells us, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." We strive to demonstrate and share this unconditional love of Christ. Through Run for the Sun, CMA provides members with training and a wide variety of tools for use at large and small motorcycling events across the nation. All are designed to equip our members to reach out with the gospel of Christ to the hurting and the lost. We have some examples of those tools that we use out in the cafe when you head out. On Saturday, May 6th, 2023, CMA members across the United States will participate in the 35th annual Run for the Sun. And it's really cool. There's a prayer that goes along, and everybody, I believe, in the world that CMA will pray at the same time. Our time is 11 o'clock. So then it'll go through all the time zones, and so someone's going to be praying at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I think that's amazing, the whole world. And on that day, we will go on a short ride. It's only 100 miles. And we will also we'll be doing a lunch and some prize drawings. There's some flyers out front, the information of where we'll be. And we invite all you guys to come to that as well. Even if you don't ride, come and have lunch and buy some drawing tickets. This is where the money goes. Will you help us spread the light of Jesus around the world? Will you support Run for the Sun? So this is last year's total. The main number there I want you to look at is that last year, Run for the Sun and CMA raised $5 million. $768,408.29 last year. And then below that is how much went to each ministry. And this is where we're at this year. Wow, I can't see it. The blue is where we were last year at this time. And the green is where we're at this year, so we're ahead, which is awesome. Gillette, Wyoming is our national rally this year, and we're trying to get it all the way to 6 million before, oh, 6.3 million is the goal before we get to Gillette. So that's awesome. Now Josh is going to come up and bet everybody $10 he doesn't cry.
Thank you, Clark. Awesome. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. Amen. Amen. So I hope you all are doing well this morning. Peace and long life to you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, Run for the Sun is really dear to my heart because, you know, many of you have heard my story. I spent many years overseas as a missionary's kid. Grew up, my teenage years were in Mongolia, just south of the Russian border. And I spent many miles on my little dirt bike trekking all over Mongolia. And as you saw, some of those funds go to provide motorcycles. And I've been there. I know some of those roads, they are not meant for vehicles, not really meant for humans. They're meant for the animals and the goats and things. And sometimes the only way you can get out to those remote villages is by a dual sport or enduro type. Yeah. Yep. So I'll go over the numbers. I have to have them in front of me because I have not committed them to memory. I have Star Trek episodes in my mind, and I have not enough room for numbers. So of the money received, 40% goes to home missions or CMA ministry around the world. As Clark mentioned, out there on the table, just as you go out into the cafe, there's a number of tracts. There's the kickstand coasters that we use, the different things that we give out to bikers to use as tools to get our foot in that door to say, hey, you know, we're parked out here on the grass for this event, this rally. You know, you really could use a kickstand coaster so that your bike doesn't sink down, your 1,000-pound cruiser doesn't sink down into that wet grass, and use that as a tool to say also, hey, you know, can I pray with you? Is there anything going on in your life? What's going on that we can pray with you about, that we can, so we can use that as a tool to open that door to talk to them about Christ, to pray with them, to show them that we care so that they care about what we know. Amen? So CMA keeps 40% of those funds. The remaining funds, the remaining 60%, gets divvied up to our three ministry partners. Each ministry partner gets 20% of the funds. The first one is MVI, or Missionary Ventures International. Missionary Ventures International is the partner that we work with to take those vehicles, if you want to call them vehicles, the goats, they're not the goats, sorry, the horses, camels. I've never seen anybody riding a goat. But so as of the latest numbers that we have with Missionary Ventures, CMA has provided 8,347 motorcycles, 7,309 bicycles, 59 boats, 40 horses, 13 camels, 2 snowmobiles, 13 wheelchairs, 4 horse and buggies in 108 different countries around the world. Amen. Now, those are provided to indigenous pastors, evangelists who go and plant churches. And the CMA and MVI does track their progress, and they report what they're doing, how many churches they've planted, how many people see those churches and attend. And so through those statistics that we've received over the years, on average, each motorcycle, there's 8,349 of them, each one plants 10 new churches in the first year. 10 new churches in the first year. And as many as 180 new believers attend those churches. So, Missionary Ventures, an amazing ministry partner. Moving on, we have the Jesus Film Project. They also receive 20% of those funds. The Jesus Film Project, they translate the Jesus film into the dialects, the languages of those people so that they can see the story of Christ in their own language. It doesn't have to be translated for them. As growing up overseas, I would have my friends over and we would watch our American movie and we'd have to pause it so that we could translate and talk about what was going on. It breaks it up a lot having to go through a translator. It's a lot easier when it's in your own language. Makes it easier to understand, and the connection that you have is significantly impacted by having it in your own language. To date, the Jesus Film Project has been translated into more than 1,985 different languages and dialects and shown in over 225 countries. Historically, every dollar that's invested in the Jesus film, at least 10 people see the film, and at least one person accepts Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's every dollar. With that estimate, approximately 177 million people have seen the Jesus film, and approximately 18 million have accepted Christ due to seeing that film. It's amazing. Open Doors is our last ministry partner that receives 20% of those funds. For 67 years, Open Doors has been working in 60 of the most oppressive countries in the world. You're talking countries, North Korea, you're talking Syria, Nigeria. They get these Bibles in. I've heard some of the stories of how they get some of these Bibles in. Sometimes they are up all hours of the night gift wrapping Bibles. Because they go to the airport and they go to customs and customs opens that suitcase. And they're like, what are these? Oh, they're gifts. They are gifts. They're books. They're gifts. And okay, I won't open them. They look really nice. They've gotten Bibles in to countries by gift wrapping them. They do all kinds of really awesome logistics, research, and things technologically to get the Word of God out to the people, just so they can have it in their hands, so they can read it. Open Doors encourages and equips those persecuted Christians to shine in those dark places. And since Run for the Sun began in the mid-80s, through its partnership with Open Doors, has distributed over 3.3 million Bibles in those oppressed countries, where sometimes it's illegal, sometimes they are executed, persecuted, for even having it. Even having the Bible can get you executed in some of these countries. So it's essential for them to be able to have access. Sometimes in America, I think we just take it for granted. It's so easy, right? I can triple tap the back of my phone and it opens the Bible. Super easy, and it's easy for us to take for granted how difficult it is for some people around the world just to access the Word of God and hear the story of Christ. Amen? So I'm going to go ahead and introduce Peter and Susan, if they would come up. They've actually been on one of the Missionary Ventures trips where they give out a motorcycle. And so their trip is very, very dear to me since I've been there and I've seen what actually happens and how the missionaries use the support that you guys give. So Peter and Susan, thank you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
All right. Well, any of those of you that know me and Susan know that she's the talker.
So, shocker.
So I'm going to let her go through this. This is the mission trip that we went on 6 years ago to Dominican Republic. And it was a life-changing event. If ever you get a chance, take it. Go on one of these trips. Every year they're to different countries. Of course, you got to be a CMA member, and we can work that out. Seven years.
Yeah, it's been 7 years. We went 2016.
So I'm just going to let her talk.
And I get a lapel mic because y'all know that I talk with my hands. You think I was Italian, Michael? You'd think so. Okay, some of you have heard my story a little bit, but when my late husband, Ed Manning, and I were pastoring, we would go to the Four Square Conference, and every year they would bring up the missions and all the people and all the missionaries, and I'd be like, oh, Lord, if anything ever happens to Ed, I want to be a missionary. And he would laugh at me because, as some of you know, I have a lot of allergies. He's like, you would be a terrible missionary. You are allergic to everything. So then he died in 2012, and I had to step back and go, did I really mean that? And then I met Peter, and the first event we went to, you talk about crying, Clark. The first event that he took me to before we were married was called Seasons of Refreshing, and that was the beginning of the writing season where everybody gets all fired up and what we're going to do for the season. And the first thing they brought up was the picture of them giving away motorcycles to a Foursquare pastor in Colombia. And I lost it. I'm like, okay, Lord, that's it. That's it. That's what I want to do. So Peter and I were married, and we went on a missions trip in 2016. And we were there to give away 6 motorcycles, and we met up with, we met up with Missionary Ventures. And we flew to the Dominican Republic, and when we arrived in the DR, we met with Pastor Rick Suker, and he is the one that orchestrates the giving away of the motorcycles and the service projects we were going to do while we were there. So that was our ride, was an open-air wagon, and it literally rained the entire time we were there. So the first day, he took us to Redemption Village. So this is a village that they built for orphans. So there's housing, there's schools, they feed them. And this is when we arrived. There had been the hurricane on Haiti, and Haiti is the same island as the DR, so it was on the opposite side. So they had been flooded incredibly. So you can see there that they're all in muddy boots, and they are just going about their business, just sweeping everything away, cleaning up the floodwaters. But as we pulled in, a pastor that had been given a motorcycle pulls up, and he needs some help with his motorcycle. Now, as you can see, it's definitely had some action. Look at the big dent in the side. Oh, by the way, his wife is wearing a dress, and she is on the back of that motorcycle with him. So it's pretty cool that you can see what the kind of action that happens with these motorcycles and what they do. So the next day, we went to the Liberation Community Center, which is a place where they hold events for children. They have church there. There's a church. There was all kinds of things that we were doing. We were handing out stuff. We were doing games. They had some homemade hula hoops. And you can see Peter right in the middle is wearing a red University of Utah poncho because it never stopped raining the entire time we were there. That's me behind him looking like Mother Teresa. Yes, but they thought that Peter was Santa because this was in November, but they don't have Thanksgiving, so it was Christmas time for them. So they're following Peter around like the Pied Piper, thinking that he is Santa. So it started to rain, and we went inside the church activity center, and we were doing stuff inside, and it was raining as hard inside that building as it was outside. There was rivers of water flowing through the building and out the front that you can see that is going down the steps, and the kids are sliding on it. They're playing in the water, and down below it's all flooded as well. So we presented a motorcycle to Pastor Cordero while we were there, and you can see that there's a light on the motorcycle because the power was out. So we're standing, I don't know if you can see the ground there, but it's wet. So it's flooding inside there. And of course, there was something wrong with the bike, so there they are trying to make it work for this pastor. And as we were going home, you can see that the drivers there were crazy. There was no traffic laws. They went every direction. And you can see we're trying to get past this car. You can see that there's like maybe a paper thin angle there on the side of that. And there's motorcycles everywhere because they all ride around on these dirt bikes. Now, the picture on the right was the entrance to our hotel. And that water is probably up to about your calves, just getting into where we were staying. So there was a lot of water going on there. Okay, so now this was back at Pastor Rick Suker's office. We gave away three motorcycles to these three pastors. And what we do when we give them a motorcycle, we pray for them, we bless their bikes, everybody takes turns praying for them, and we're putting stickers. You can see me putting a sticker on the helmet. So there's a blessing sticker that goes on the helmet. They give all kinds of, they give them a year's worth of insurance, there's oil, there's maintenance, there's all kinds of stuff that happens when we give them to them. So you can see what we're doing there. And there is 1 Peter. So he was the leader of our missionary group. And his name is Peter Helgerson. So we had Peter and Peter. And so he was 1 Peter and Peter was 2 Peter. So everybody knew who we were talking about when we were there. But there he is presenting the keys to this woman pastor. So every morning we would meet with the missionary team. There was 12 of us, and we would meet and have devotional time. And then in the evenings, we would have like a download of the day, the highs, the lows, what the plan was, what the strategy was for the next day as we went out on the mission. We were going to a place. Now, Pastor Willie and his wife were kind of our gut people that we relied on. They were the ones that had that arranged the places for us to go. So we were going to a place that Pastor Willie's wife was raised in. And as you can see, now see that little girl standing on the left? She is standing next to the door that goes into that room, into that house that was where Pastor Willie's wife grew up. And that you can see water in front of her. Now, right directly behind that, you can't see it very well. All their refuge and all of the water runs right onto the ocean. So that's the ocean right behind her. On the right, this is us navigating our way through all these houses that are like stacked on top of each other, all together, all over the place. So that's where we were going. So we were there to build cabinets, shelving. You can see them all building the cabinet there. And of course, it had to have a CMA blessing sticker on it. So there's a little blessing sticker on the cabinet that the guys built. We built shelving, an area for them to have in the community center. Whoop, going back one more. So that's all the area that we're building in a kitchen area for them in this building. So in the other room where there was some of us, mostly women, that went in to do things with the kids. We were doing different events and crafts and things like that with the kids. So we were in another room, and there's Peter's wife painting fingernails on these little girls. Looks like Peter's helping too. So. He's in the background. So we were doing crafts with the kids. We're doing all kinds of things. Now here, we handed out colored pencils, because of course in the DR it's 5,000 degrees and crayons melt. So we brought colored pencils and pictures for these kids to color on. Now this one is, okay, so we handed out these colored pencils and the pictures, and one little guy that was about 8 or 9 years old starts drumming with his pencils. And he starts singing, and he starts calling out stuff, and the kids start answering him. And pretty soon, they're all singing and dancing and moving around. There were some older girls that they went and brought in the microphone. They turned on an intercom system. Kids were running out, grabbing pots and pans and drums and everything that they could bang on so that they could do this. And this... Okay, how do I turn? Whoa, wait. Okay, wait a minute. I got to scroll this down so I can get to it. So they're banging on this thing, doing... Oh, good grief, I need a mouse. Hang on. We're going down. This is not going with me here. Okay, here we go. So these kids... This. Why is it not going up there? Why is it not going up there? Come, Mr. IT man. I don't know because it's on here, but it's up there, but it's not here.
Okay, well, that's what you wanted, isn't it?
The one above it. So anyway, that was all those kids banging on their chairs. Let's see, it's not up there. I hit that when I went to do the drum. Anyway, these kids were in full-blown worship. I mean, they were singing, they were dancing, they were going out into the streets, and then the little older girls brought in a microphone, and they were dancing, and they were leading worship in a full-blown worship that was done just by these kids. It was absolutely incredible. That's why we filmed some of it. The next one is another video of the kids. Nope. We got the sound. Got sound. No?
It's stuck.
Okay. Well, now you've lost my thing on the side.
You're going to have to close and start again.
Okay, we're starting over, apparently.
Now there's no mouse.
I know, there's not a mouse. It's driving me. Oh, it's not. There's not even a mouse working. It's on the picture. It's up there.
Yeah, but it's not here.
It's not a touch screen?
Oh, it's not?
I don't know. No, it's not.
Danielle, that's fine. I just use that to write my sermons, but do what you want
there. I don't know what happened. It's totally...
Okay, well, then you can just take my word for it. We'll go to the next one. So there's that one. There's that one. Well, it's working on there. It's just not on here. All right. Anyway, so this next, the next one, let's, oh, now, Peter, where did it, now I don't have anything on here. It's up there, and I want to play that video, but it won't let me, wait a minute, is the mouse up there? Oh, good grief. It's a good thing we're on camera.
down here now.
Okay. Well, we need to go to the next screen, and it won't let me.
Next slide.
The next slide. Here comes Dan. I didn't want that one. I want the last one. So there, you can see in that video right there that's supposed to work. It's not. He just walked up here. Well, it's just not on the screen here. I can't look at it here. I have to look up there.
Okay.
That's all right. Okay, so I wanted to play that video because that makes us not be able to show the end video. Bop-bom. Still need it fixed, Dan. Okay, so this video, you can see there's kids that are dancing and these girls are singing and they got microphones and everybody's dragging in all their stuff to play with. I don't know what he did. What'd you do here, Peter? Well, you changed the whole screen. Here, while you're playing at that, I'll keep going. Okay, so okay, so there is Peter and all the guys. We're back at Redemption Village, and they're painting the inside of this community center that they have there for the kids. They teach them school, they have food for them, and then in that first place I showed you where there was the church, that's where they have all their services. But here the guys are painting the inside of this community center. And while outside, we're gonna go. Nope. There it is. The kids are swinging and playing in the floodwaters. So they're all outside. They're just going on with like it's not a big deal. They're out there playing in it. And there we go. Okay. Peter, you changed the whole look of it here. What did you do? What the heck is that?
You want to do this for you, or do you want
to
keep
it? We'll go to the next one. Okay, let's play that one. Let's play that one. I want them to hear the kids. Now they're dragging in pots and pans and drums from everywhere, and everybody's participating. Isn't that cute? And there is no adults in there but us. Is that cool? That is so fun to see what they did. Now here's them painting the center there. There's the kids that are playing in the floodwaters. It was amazing. We're there, and there is mud and water everywhere. And every one of these kids were immaculately clean. I mean, white clothes, immaculate clean. We were just amazed. I'm like, where do they wash their stuff? This place is covered in mud. I don't know where they did it, but these people were incredible. So here we went back to Pastor Rick's office and gave away 3 motorcycles there. You can see we've circled, there's the pastors, but the whole team is all in that picture. There's me on the right, and Peter's on the ground next to it. And here, so we went back outside, which is outside of this his office. We left there and went back to Redemption Village. And here is where there had been massive flooding. The riverbanks were about 15 to 20 feet, so flooding meant it was incredibly deep water. It was devastating to see that it flooded all the homes. The mud was so deep you couldn't get through. Trash was piled everywhere. We had to reroute numerous times just to get there. And when we got there, everyone was shoveling and cleaning up the mess, and half of them had to sleep in the church because they couldn't get into their homes. But as we were helping them, we looked down, and here's these little guys swimming in that river, buck naked. And they were just hanging out, having a good time. They were floating their shoes down the river like they were boats. They were just, I mean, they just adapt to life. It was absolutely incredible. So here is a video that Pastor Rick took for us.
Dominican Republic, specifically Susuma, Puerto Plata, got just hammered by rain basically since Saturday. This river twice now has overflowed into the houses, and even over to the right you'll see our children's center. We had about a foot and a half, almost 2 foot of rain inside our building and the churches and stuff. Fortunately, everybody here that was living here had no troubles, but Maranatha down below, as all the river streams got together and made a big river, at least one child drowned in the river. So you can be praying for us. Pray for the ministry as we figure out how we can help. I know that very soon this house here on the side is going to fall in. The water river is right up to the edge of the house. And so you can be praying or figure out how we can fix that, put a retaining wall or something like that.
Wow, crazy, huh? Okay, so the next day we went to a church. So this is Pastor Willie. We went to a church where they were having a concert that night. And they wanted us to hand out flyers on the street. And so we were handing out the flyers and doing street evangelism. We were looking for motorcycles and riders that we could bless. And Pastor Willie and his wife were just absolutely incredible. But we were looking for motorcycle riders, which is not difficult because 90% of their transportation there is motorcycles. There's these guys that just park on the edge. They are the taxis. They take people everywhere where they're going. You'll see like 5 or 6 of them stacked on these dirt bikes. It was amazing. They would have stuff hanging off all the sides and kids hanging on and mom hanging on. It was crazy. But you can see where we're walking around and we're praying for them. As we were walking, there's some more pictures of us praying for them. And this is like right in the middle of the street. On the main part of town, we're just walking through, and the streets are narrow, real narrow, and that's why there's all these motorcycles. But we're standing there, and there is trash and refuge and sewage running right under your feet. There are food booths. They're handing out fruit. There's fruit stands. I mean, all kinds of stuff. While you're walking around praying for these motorcyclists, it was pretty cool. So we had Pastor Willie and his wife with us because there was 3 groups that went out and evangelized around the area, but we had them with us. So we stopped, and there was 2 guys that were sitting on the curb, which was not unusual for that to happen. But as we were talking to them and ministering to them, one of them broke down and wanted to accept Jesus. And that was this kid right here. We prayed with him, and you can see, salvation, this guy got saved. Is that cool?
Yeah, great.
Right on the side of the road. But what happened was, after we prayed for him, he took off with this little track that we gave him, and he ran down the street. Now, this is a street that we were going to walk down in a little bit later. And this area down there, they wouldn't let us go down there because Pastor Willie said, nope, nope, you guys can't go. These are bad guys. They're the drug dealers. There is big, giant dogs everywhere, not letting us down there. And here's this guy that just accepted Jesus running down, to share his newfound friend with these guys, and they're the mean drug dealers. That was cool. And he went straight there to tell him. You can see it. He's got it in his hand. He's showing it to him. We all just stood there and prayed, going, okay, we're not going down there. But this guy can. So it was pretty cool. Oh, wait, I've got Clark's notes here. Just kidding. Okay, so when we were walking back, we found several more bikes to bless, and this guy accepted Jesus as well. So we were praying for people right and left, and as we came upon this guy, Pastor Willie asked him what was wrong, and he said his wife had died. So everyone gathered around him. We prayed for him, got to minister to him. You know, sometimes you just need somebody to say, I care. And these, the cool thing about Pastor Willie and his wife was, is they didn't just go out and do this with us. They followed up with all of these people, make sure that they get into a church, make sure that they're involved in the community. And they are were an incredible couple. I just love them. And they said that several people showed up for the concert that night. Okay, the last motorcycle we gave away was to Pastor Nori. Now, we went up into the mountains to this where they had a school. They had a Christian school, and they have a Creole school and a church. And half of their village had burned down that last year. So we're standing amongst all these burnt ruins, and these guys are still ministering, and we're giving them a motorcycle so that he can get around. And we also met another missionary family that lived there that Pastor Rick Suker was friends with, that they communicated back and forth on what they were doing. So I want you to see, now Josh went over this, but this is the impact. One pastor who received a motorcycle last year used to have a 10-hour walk each way to just one of his six congregations. That made it a three-day trip per church visit, which now he can visit all six of them because of that motorcycle we gave him. All in one day. In just the first year after receiving one motorcycle from CMA, one motorcycle and one pastor is 10 new churches. One new church is 180 believers. 10 new churches, 1,800 new believers, 6 motorcycles per year, 10,800 new believers, 6 teams per year, 64,800 new believers per year. Woo! Come on, Lord. Is that cool? So this was 7 years ago. And I got to tell you, it still gets me fired up. It gets me fired up in what we do and what we say. I mean, just from us sharing our excitement, Peter and I, of what we do in CMA, Rob and Susan are CMAers, Michelle is a CMAer, Janice and Clark are CMAers, and now we have Pastor Michael and Danielle as a part of CMA, because that's what happens when you share what God has done in your life. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Whew, Revelations 19:10. Because when you share what God has done in your life, it gets people going, wait a minute, I can do that. Everybody can do it. It doesn't matter if you're sharing with somebody at the 7-Eleven. That's what we do when God has changed our hearts. This is the most recent ride we just did a couple weeks ago. This is the polar bear ride. So here you see it happening. On the left, there's Peter and Jonathan Allen, and John Allen is in there somewhere. Oh, he's the all the hair. See all the hair on the right? There's the bald guy and then the hair on the right. That's this guy right here. And on the right, that is me standing on a ladder. Because I'm the chaplain, they asked me to be the chaplain for the ride. So nobody could see me or hear me because there's thousands of people there. So they put me on a ladder so I could pray for all of the riders. And as they get ready to do the ride, what they do is they get together at the beginning and plan the ride, let everybody know this is where we're going, this is what we're doing. And then I get up there and I pray for everyone and I get to send everybody off. Is that cool? That is what God does. That is so cool. So we want to thank you, which is us, Liberty Church, for our support for the Run for the Sun. And by doing this, you are an active participant in what we do as CMA. Okay, we got one last video.
Someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." And then he said, "But wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, "My child, look around you, for great is your reward." Thank you. that was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
Yeah, like I needed that help. Right. So that was amazing. Susan, thank you. I love watching those slides every time. Josh, thanks for your input. It was awesome. I'd like to thank the guests that came from our chapter and any other guests that are here. It is our annual fundraiser, and I always forget to look at it like that, and I did not bring any forms. If anybody wants to donate, just find somebody in a vest in colors, and if you need a receipt for your taxes, just get with me and I'll get you one. I'd like to introduce Bo. If Bo will stand up real quick, spin around. This is the youth of CMA. Thank you. There's a couple groups that are CMA kids, which is 12 and under. And we have some of those. Our grandkids are involved in that. Granny couldn't take care of them today. And then we have youth, which we need youth. So if you're thinking about joining, you're thinking about being a part of it, and you have kids, they're not left out either. We're going to close just like we usually do. There'll be people up here to pray for you if you want prayer. And as I finish up, we'll have the worship team come back up. We'll do one more song if you want prayer. There are hospitality. I think Anna has made something delicious for eating afterwards. So again, thanks everybody for coming and putting up with me. Father God, we just lift this day to you. Father, I love that we take the Great Commission so seriously. I love that we can provide all these people to hear about God. That's what you asked us to do. And even if we can't be the ones to tell them, we can be the ones that help send people to tell them. Father, we just thank you for your love. We thank you for softening the hearts of people and opening up their generosity to give to the kingdom of God. Father, we just love you and we thank you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.